It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier this week, the WESA newsroom reported on the capture of a short-eared owl near the runway of the Pittsburgh International Airport. The medium-sized owl is considered threatened in the state of Pennsylvania, so special care needed to be taken to retrieve, tag, and relocate the bird. Bob Mulvihill is an ornithologist with the National Aviary, and he joins us in Studio A to talk about this process. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Paul.
Last time I saw you, we were standing out on the banks of the Allegheny River.
Yeah, we were quite a bit colder.
Right, yes, we were. It's nice to be indoors. Also with us is Bobby Hromack, who is a wildlife specialist for the airport and a biologist with the USDA. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Paul.
The question begging to be asked here is, what exactly goes into the management of wildlife around an airport runway? So, Bobby, I'll let you take that.
Sure, Paul. You know, the goal of an airport wildlife biologist is basically preventing bird strikes. We implement an integrated wildlife hazard management program, and basically what I'm doing is focusing my attention near runway areas to make sure that there are no wildlife attractants and anything of that nature that would bring wildlife in that could get struck by planes.
Wildlife attractants?
Yes.
Such as?
Well, you know, typically any bushes that may have berries on them, long grass that may go to seed, standing water. Anything like that would be better off in a location that wasn't directly adjacent to a runway.
What wildlife do you encounter? What's showing up out there on the near the airport?
Well, of course, the short-eared owls this winter. But you know, some of the big species that we deal with are European starlings. They're a threat risk, strike risk, because they flock in by the thousands. And you know, anyone's in particular areas where we need to disperse them. That's basically what we do. We try and move them out of there so we don't strike them at all.
So the birds pose a pretty big threat in an airport, don't they? I mean, wasn't it the birds that caused the problem with the U.S. air flight that Captain Sullenberger famously ditched in the Hudson?
Yes, yeah, that was a Canada goose, which is quite bigger and more of a strike risk.
These birds could also do the same thing?
There's a possibility, yeah, and more just if a flock was hit. But like I said, we take measures such as habitat management. You know, we keep the grass short near the runways. We remove anything that would attract them. And we're constantly surveying those areas to make sure that there are no wildlife hazards that would, you know, come in contact with planes.
Bob Mulvihill, talk about the process of banding the birds.
Bird banding is a process that goes back, you know, a century or more. It's one of the key tools that biologists have for studying the natural history, the movements of wild bird species. It's a really relatively simple process. The biggest part of it and the most challenging part often is actually catching the bird. And bird banders have a variety of ways they can catch birds. They use large nets called mist nets that safely catch the bird without harming it. There's a variety of ingenious traps that can be used to catch birds. And when you're focusing on a particular species, just a single species study, you often develop a technique for catching it that is specific then to that species. For example, we banned northern saw-whet owls, the small migratory owl, the one that adorns some of the Pennsylvania license plates, by putting an audio lure, which is a recording, a loud recording of its call, next to the net. And then the birds fly toward the call and get caught in the net. And Bobby has been really very imaginative in figuring out a very effective way for targeting the short-eared owls out at the airport so that they can be safely caught. So there are a variety of ways. And once the bird is caught, then it is handled in a way that it protects it from injury and also the bander. A numbered metal band is placed around the leg just above the foot. That's called the tibiotarsus of the birds. And it fits like a loose bracelet or a ring on your finger. Very lightweight. It'll be with the bird for the rest of its life, and it serves to identify that bird for the study. And if the bird returns to the airport or flies to a new location, is caught again, or is ever found dead, that band connects it back to where it was originally banded.
And what needs to be done along with the tagging?
So when you have the bird, you tag it first, then it becomes a record for your database. Both the airport keeps a database, I keep a database, and it's a federal database of all bird banding. Then we determine the bird's age if we can. its sex, male or female. We take some measurements, such as the length of its folded wing. We look for fat deposits to determine its condition, and we weigh the bird. So it's just a basic set of data, tells us about the bird, and then we can release it.
Bobby Fromack, talk about the ideal habitat for these birds and why they want to be near a runway with giant, deadly, noisy machines like airplanes. You mentioned that, you know, there are some bushes that might grow in that area that have berries they might want to get to. But mm-hmm. you think there would be things that would enough to scare them away to another area where there
right.
are bushes and berries.
You know, this one particular area is an old taxiway that has been closed down. And there's a small secluded field in the back. And short-eared owls, you know, like open grassy meadows and reclaimed strip mines. So it has turned out to be actually good habitat. But at the same token, it also allows us to safely trap and relocate in an area where it may be tougher if we were near right next to the runway. These owls are probably showing up within a couple hundred yards, and they do sometimes fly over the runways, but it's also kind of a win-win because we can actually work with them in this area. It's a lot safer for us and for them to try and relocate them from there.
Yeah. And, Paul, they're feeding on rodents called voles, meadow voles. And that grassy, that short grass, Bobby mentioned they keep the grass short so it doesn't go to seed, and that prevents the birds from coming in and flocking for the seeds. But it's ideal for these little meadow voles. And this grassy area that Bobby's talking about is full of evidence of the meadow voles, and that's what's inadvertently attracted these predators.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about the capture of a short-eared owl near the runway of the Pittsburgh International Airport. Got us to wondering about what happens, what kind of care is needed when capturing these birds, relocating them, making sure they are safe. We are talking with Bobby Fromack, who's a wildlife specialist for the airport and a biologist with the USDA, as well as Bob Mulvihill, an ornithologist with the National Aviary. And so when it comes to catching something like the short-eared owl, how do you do that? You know, how do you approach this? Hey, Mr. Owl, hold still. Here I come.
Well, that's about the last thing they do is hold still. They're constantly moving when they're hunting. They fly low. They loop around. Well, we did find one weakness, and they like to consistently perch on the highest point in that field, like a lot of raptors like to do when they're hunting. And we were able to catch them with pole traps. We would actually put out a couple 6 to 8 foot poles in the field, attach a trap to the top of it with a little perch, and when they would land on it, they would go down the slide wire onto the ground where we could safely process them. So after taking some time to kind of observe them, we found a couple weaknesses we were able to capitalize on to safely trap them.
And Bob Mulvihill, the short-eared owl is considered threatened by the state of Pennsylvania, but not federally. Why is that? What conditions have caused them to be threatened here but not other places?
Sure. Because the short-eared owl has a vast range, and most of the range of the owl is to the north and to the west of Pennsylvania. So they really reach close to their limit of their breeding range in Pennsylvania. So they're very rare here, very, very dependent on a specialized grassland habitat that's not disturbed. So it makes them rare within our borders. So we want to maintain the diversity of the wildlife in Pennsylvania. So we want to make sure that this sort of fringe population is kept intact. The owl is quite common across the prairie provinces of Canada, and so it's not in any way endangered at the species level.
And what do you fellows do when you encounter or discover that you're dealing with an endangered or threatened species?
Yeah, it can be a complex process. You need state permits to handle the owls or any endangered species. It's state endangered, so we work with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. We need federal permits to trap and relocate any migratory bird. Once we get those things in place, we need to find also a suitable relocation site with the Game Commission. We work closely with the Game Commission. Once we have those things in place, then we can pretty much move forward with trapping and relocating.
And in some cases, not necessarily with birds, but one of the things you deal with is deer on the runway. Lethal control seems like it might be necessary in some cases.
It can be, and it is a tool that, is used more in emergency situations and when an animal or a bird is posing a direct threat. For example, like you said, if there was a deer on the runway and there was a plane on a one-mile final, which is pretty close for a plane, getting ready to land, and we could move the deer off, you know, that is something we'd be authorized to do. But again, we usually use non-lethal methods first and kind of save those for a last resort.
We have Olivia on Twitter who asks, are there ways to adopt these birds or to donate to a fund to care for them?
You know, Olivia, thanks for the question. We don't have anything in place of that kind. I do know that last year, for example, there was a big eruption of snowy owls, and one of those was found at the Pittsburgh airport as well. And there was a project that grew out of that to study the snowy owl movements, and people could donate to a fund, Project Snowstorm, that helped to purchase special transmitters that could be put on some of these owls to learn more about their movements. So again, presently, I don't think there is anything. The National Aviary is involved in a lot of bird conservation and research, so certainly it's one of many organizations that you can support that works closely with birds in this area.
And Bobby, talk about any other endangered and threatened animals that you manage that you come across in the course of your job.
Sure. There's a couple other bird species that frequent the airport from time to time. We have northern harriers that show up from time to time. We've had sightings of bald eagles. And there's a peregrine falcon that's a federally endangered bird that has been banded by the Game Commission that we see from time to time throughout the airport. So there's a few birds hanging around that if they do become a potential hazard, we will maybe take the same kind of precautions, the same trapping and relocating procedures if needed, possibly. So
I wanted to say Paul, just a sort of a shout out to my friend Bobby, because you know I've worked with Bobby now for a couple of years out there, and I'm really impressed with his professionalism and his abilities in coming up with some solutions for dealing with the wildlife, because you know the wildlife's well-being is at stake, as are you know air travelers, and this is a great group of people out there with the USDA, Wildlife Services, and others out at the airport who are very sensitive to this and extremely skilled. And it's given me a rare privilege to be able to handle some species I otherwise would never professionally probably be in a position to be able to handle. So it's been a treat. Short-eared owls are a very special bird.
Well, it's Bob and Bobby. They work together to protect the endangered species that show up in and around the airport. Bob Mulvihill, an ornithologist with the National Aviary, and Bob Romack, a wildlife specialist for the airport and a biologist with the USDA. Gentlemen, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.